Welcome in North Platte City Councilman Ty Lukash joining us to preview the agenda for tonight's council meeting. Of course, Ty serving in Ward 2 along with the previously mentioned Pete Foles. And Councilman Lukash, football season here. We were talking about off the air and wonderful time of the year.
Well, yeah, I'm a little chipper this morning because the Green Bay running back scored about 40 points in fantasy football last night, and I made a 30-some point comeback on Miss Tiff Johnson, eighth grade teacher at Adams, and came back and beat her from 30 points down last night. So I'm just in a good mood about that this morning.
What a great start to the day for
you. Oh, yeah. I mean, what's a better start than that?
Councilman Lukash, also North Platte High football. I know that you were in attendance at the game Friday. That was a big victory, and I was out of town, so actually I didn't know what was going on until I saw your Facebook post, and that was how I was informed of what was going on with the Bulldogs.
Yeah, it was exciting. I mean, it was kind of a sweet and sad night for the Bulldogs. The Bulldogs had a great bounce-back game. I mean, just a fantastic game. I was there helping grill hamburgers with the student council and hot dogs ahead of time. And then in the game itself, you know, North Platte, I just thought, came out. But early in the game, one of our receivers had a really tough injury and with a broken leg. And so I'm sad for him, sad for his family. But at the same time, that does happen in football. It's a tough sport. Mm-hmm. And to see that team come back after the Kearney game, where they had such a bad start at Kearney, and then to come back and play so strong, and then to have an early injury of that level in the game, come back, it just shows you how good the leadership is on that Bulldog team. They are a good football team.
Tough injury, and no shame losing to Kearney either. That's a very good Kearney High squad.
No, I'm hoping we see him again this year because I just have a feeling sometimes the game just doesn't start well and gets off. I mean, it's a sport. You never know what's going to happen. But this is a good football team, and St. Pat's as well. Mm-hmm. We've got some great high school football going on here in North Platte this year.
And during your podcast over the bank, you were able to sit down with Coach Rice and Coach Dotson. What was that like, having the two of them sit there?
You know, it was so much fun to have them there together, and we got to quiz them. If anybody, you can still get that on the Nebraska Land Bank podcast set, but we got to quiz each of them about the other team, and that was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun to talk to them about each other's schemes and that. And it was interesting, too, because I've watched St. Pat's football a lot over the years, and I never quite realized how important the explosive plays are to that offense, and so that was something I really, really learned. And then I also learned a lot about Coach Rice's defensive scheme in the podcast. So I really enjoyed it. It was so much fun to have them there together. I think they have a really good working relationship, too.
I think so.
That's kind of a football fan's delight to have them both in there, wasn't it?
It was. It was fun to have both of our coaches, who I have very high regard for, and to have both of them there together. That was a treat. I hope we can make that an annual deal on our podcast.
It'd be a great way to kick off the season, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, it is.
Mark of a good team is to just keep coming at you and keep coming back and overcoming adversity. And, you know, we saw that with the Huskers, too, over the weekend.
Yeah.
That was encouraging.
Hanging in there with the Sooners.
Yep. A tough game there.
Oh, my goodness.
But they kept going. They kept coming.
But all the broadcasters nationally were saying, Oklahoma's so bad. It's not. How good Nebraska is, Oklahoma's not good.
It takes a while to earn our credentials back.
Yeah.
But the way they played, we'll earn them back.
Earn your stripes.
Yeah, if they keep it up, we'll get them back.
I was glad to see the Huskers seem to come in with a good, solid game plan. I thought Martinez had probably one of the better games I've seen him play in recent times. So that's a good building block, and this will be a real test Saturday with Michigan State. I think we're going to have a good feeling where we're at. I think we've got a good chance of beating Michigan State on the road.
Baptism by fire, that's for sure, with this schedule.
Yeah, they got a tough schedule.
They do.
But we'll be cheering for them. I got high hopes for him.
High hopes.
Yeah.
Councilman Lukash, when we look at the agenda for the city council meeting tonight, I guess the best way to put it is there's a lot of housekeeping items, a lot of agreements being extended, and I don't think there's much change on a lot of these agreements, some of which partnerships between the county and the city.
Yeah, there's a lot of interlocal agreements that we're signing, and I think that's one of the natural things you do as you come out of the budget process and you finish off some of these interlocal type agreements. The budget process seemed to go very smooth this year locally. I mean, if I look at school, county, city, I mean, very smooth process. I think I've had a lot of very positive feedback from our citizens. So, yeah, tonight we have a lot of routine things. We also have our fee schedule of fees that city charges things. So this would be like where a rec center pass fee gets set. And I think there's most of them are unchanged, and there's some fees that have some very minute increases in them. But all in all, I think the city's done a good job of holding the line financially, which I'll tell you, it really ties back to growth. I know in our last census, it's going to show, you know, some downward population in our area, but I can guarantee you from working in the trenches every day at the bank, our town has grown during this pandemic. And I think you're seeing that in sales tax results, you're seeing that in real time, and it's amazing what growth can do to help budget a city government.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I think we're experiencing some growth there in the community.
I think there's going to be even more growth looking ahead to the next census, too. With the things that we have on the burners now, it's going to be pretty substantial, I feel.
Yeah, it is. You know, the census gets done every 10 years, and by the time you get the information, it's a little lagged. But I have a feeling that we're at least caught back up from where we were for the last census, and I think we're growing in a positive direction here.
When we look at the agenda, too, Councilman Lucas, there's some appointments and reappointments on the agenda. I brought this up with Mayor Kelleher as he was campaigning because I think the appointments to public boards is somewhat an overshadowed job description of the mayor. It's very challenging finding individuals that can be on these boards and be involved and informed on these boards, and I think a lot of them tonight on the North Platte Library Board, but those are very important positions and appointments.
Oh, they are. It's a tremendously important job the mayor does, and I think the volume of appointments and the people, amount of people that volunteer for the city sometimes goes under noticed as well. But, I mean, whether it be the Library Advisory Board, like I know they're appointing tonight, or whether it be the Planning and Zoning, or gosh, think of the Board Adjustment, the CRA, I mean, any of those decisions that come to the City Council, I know that the first thing I do is I'll go back and read the meeting minutes or watch the meeting, and I think about, hey, these are volunteers that were selected, appointed by our mayor, who have expertise in this subject or expertise in a subject that ties into the decision they're making, and they're really scrubbing these items and bringing us with the recommendations. So I take those recommendations pretty seriously.
And it's pretty important, too, for the mayor, for these boards, but also this can potentially help make or break a city in some ways. And you look at the makeup of our council right now, two of the individuals on there decided to continue their public service from the Planning Commission into the council, too, with yourself and your Ward 2 counterpart with Pete Bowles. So they can kind of pivot some political careers, too, I guess you could say.
Oh, absolutely. I don't think there's any question that myself and probably likely Pete as well would not have ended up running for city council if we wouldn't have the experience on planning and zoning. It's just kind of scary to run for city council. You think to yourself, well, do I know enough about what goes on at the city to be an effective city council member and represent this community? But after you've served, you know, I served a couple terms on the planning and zoning group, and I think more than anything, it gives you enough confidence in what's going on to think, hey, I can throw my hat in the ring. I might not be the smartest guy in the room or know everything about everything, but at least I've got a little bit of experience to where I can try to use some of that going forward.
Anything else on the agenda that's caught your attention, Councilman Lucas?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think that, you know, several of the interlocal agreements interact between the city and the county, and that's a really important relationship, whether it be things like coordinating with law enforcement, emergency services, in first response, and even technology. You know, you think of technology today and how important it is that our city is protecting their IT systems. I mean, you almost have a defense wall going up there with your IT just so you don't get hacked and ransomed and some of the things going on out there. So it's nice to see the city and the county continue to work together on things like the library, IT, and what is extremely important is, you know, first response and law enforcement mm-hmm. that goes back to one of the base pillars of local government, and that's to protect our public.
And George, historically, there's been great partnership between the city of North Platte and Lincoln County, and it's refreshing to see that continuing.
Well, yeah, and it's overlapping areas. I don't know if roads is on there tonight, but that's a common, there's some shared responsibilities there, and fuel storage and dispensing and, like you said, library and some of those things. It's efficient. I think the 911 center is a shared activity, too, and yeah, it's an efficient way, and it just makes good sense for mm-hmm. good government where their duties overlap to share that the costs and the responsibilities.
And a lot of people don't realize that City of North Platte helps Gothenburg out through an interlocal agreement with some of the 911 type services. But yeah, you're right. And George, you're right. There is roads on tonight. There's some roads that the county takes care of that are within city limits, and then there's some roads the city takes care of that are within the county jurisdiction, and they just they cross over a little bit to gain efficiencies in how they're handling things.
And in terms of elected officials, too, our mayor and council works very well with the five Lincoln County commissioners, and they stay very well informed of each other's meetings, too. I know we've had, within the past year, we've had a couple of county commissioners speak at city council meetings, and I know that you and your fellow city elected officials, Ty, keep very close tabs on what's going on from a county perspective, too.
We do. I was talking to Chris Bruns the other day at the meeting. He attends a lot of our city council meetings, and of course, so does Mel McDay, as they're both running for legislature. But I think Chris, in particular, comes to a lot of our meetings as a representative of the county. And I was talking to him after the meeting. I said, geez, Chris, before I got on city council, I used to pay a third attention to state government, a third to county, and a third to city, and now I feel like I'm 95% city and 5% the rest. So I said, I feel like I'm maybe less informed on the county than I was before I got on city council. And he said, that's okay. You guys can call me anytime you need. So
share a lot of constituents, so it makes sense.
Yeah. Again, it's important, and having the county seat here in North Platte, I mean, there's just a natural, go between city and county, and it's nice. I mean, there are many places where city and county government do not get along that well, so it's, again, a thing you can't take for granted, because if we were fighting about fees amongst each other, sharing of things, I mean, I've never once in my time of city council seen anything but good collaboration with the county and the city, and so it's another one of those things not to take for granted.
Efficient government when we have that great cooperation.
Yep.
The three of us were in attendance last Tuesday for the groundbreaking ceremony over at the mall, and we were talking off the air, Councilman Lucas. The rebranding of the mall is something that you were pretty excited about.
Program, it's not the mall anymore.
I know, it's tough, isn't it?
Yeah, I like the name District 177. I think it's a neat compliment to the Canteen District, so I was excited about it. That was a cool ceremony. Mm-hmm. George, you were there as well, weren't you?
Yeah, I was. I thought it was, it was interesting. It was a good turnout, a lot of enthusiasm in the air. It was fun to go inside and see and learn a little bit more about all the players that, the architect was represented, the design company, the contractor was there, and to talk to those people, and they're going right to town on it. They're not messing around. Mm-hmm. So 177, I think there's been a little, I think it's not gone tremendously well in the public's eye, but I love 77. I think that's got a good ring to it, and I think as time goes by, that's going to be a really good name.
Sure.
Yeah, I do too. Funny with North Platte is that sometimes we jump quick on some of those things, and I've heard there's a little bit of negativity on social media and different things, but what I come back to on this is these guys from outside came in, hired professional branding company, continue to invest in our community, and they're investing it from the perspective of what would attract people from the outside of this area and in this area to be excited about what's going on. And sometimes it's okay to have a little outside perspective on things. And you know what? If there's some people out there who it isn't their first choice, I'm just glad they're talking about it and excited about the project. And at the end of the day, it's what does it bring to our community? What jobs? What community feeling? What events? And I think it's
what
a great
stores.
Step. Yeah, what's more retail offering and more sales tax dollars for the city.
Yep.
And to me, the most exciting part of it is, and I really like the names. I think it's going to work really well for them. But I think more than anything, it's the investment they're making to even go to that level of branding. Mm-hmm. They didn't have to go out and hire a firm to do this, and they didn't have to have a brand reveal ceremony, and they didn't have to go to this. But to see the owners there and the continued commitment, I'm very excited about. I think it's representative of the commitment they're going to have all the way through the project.
Yeah, I mean, Mike and Justin could have named it whatever they wanted to.
They
brought in the branding experts. That's a Nebraska-based firm as well, so, again, they're supporting state business.
Yeah, I think they got a good idea. I think they got a good thing going. And like I said, I think it's just going to grow on people. It's got a good ring. It's a good name, good solid name, and it ties in the interstate traffic and the district concepts in North Platte, and makes it, I think, enhances the attractiveness of the whole community.
Yeah.
And I think it's okay, too, for us to learn to be a little patient as a community, too, because Tristan and I were talking off air that I know that everybody wanted to go to that ceremony and find out what new and exciting stores are coming to the mall.
Right.
Those things are going to take time. A development project of this nature is going to be a multi-year, multi-stage process. And if you're in their shoes in development, you have to be careful not to sign everybody too early. I mean, imagine if you're Nebraska football and you go out on the first signing day and you sign every recruit you can. Well, what about the recruits who are kind of waiting to see how your team develops and where you're going to be and what positions are going to have open and where you're going to have strength? Well, a lot of these national retailers, they're watching this project and they're trying to figure out who's going to be there, what's it going to look like, and all that. And it's no different than recruiting for Husker football. Mm-hmm. It takes some strategy and it takes some patience to work through that process to try to build it up the best way you can. And I'm just convinced that when it all comes together, the community's going to be extremely excited about the end result.
Well, not to mention, too, like we were talking about off the air, Councilman, and like Gary's talked about on the air before from the chamber, a little bit of the economic development game is keeping an ace up your sleeve. You don't want to reveal too much. This is a game of poker in a lot of ways.
Well, it is, and also national retailers are only going to want to have a certain amount of time from an announced opening because they're going to want to keep the energy with that opening.
Sure.
And so there's a lot of construction and redevelopment that has to occur before I think that retail will round out. But I can tell you, too, the housing side, I've had a number of coworkers who have told me they're excited about an opportunity to live in that building, be able to walk to work at Nebraska Land Bank, mm-hmm. and to live in a mixed-use facility. And so the impact on housing we kind of forget with this project, or we don't always talk about that first quarter. We're talking about the movie theater or the retail offerings. But what's going on there in housing is equally exciting, I think.
Councilman Lucas, anything else you'd like to add this morning, sir?
No, let's just hope my fantasy football team hangs in there next weekend.
Hopefully it continues to roll, huh?
Yeah, because I think I got lucky last night.
It's all strategy.
Well, yeah, it's all strategy.
More coming up with George Lobby, editor of the Northside Bulletin, right after this on KODY's Mugs of the Morning, presented by Alter Insurance Agents Pete Bowles, Brett Rogo, and Bo Witt.